glory to you, O Lord. Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Jesus said all of this quite openly, and then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of God with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. If you Google, "How much did the cross of Jesus Christ weigh?" you'll come across a variety of articles claiming different connections to how true their answers are. Some point back to relics, actual shreds of wood that are claimed to be the original cross of Jesus. Some use historical data to explain what a Roman crucifixion cross would weigh. Others use artwork to hypothesize what the weight of this object would be. Now, some articles feel very fact-based, like they're specs that you could bring into Home Depot and with a plan to build your own cross. Others feel very emotion-based, describing what feeling that wooden object would be like, or to watch somebody else in your community carrying the wooden object through the streets of Jerusalem. Now, out of curiosity, I switched my Google search to say, "How much does the cross of Jesus weigh?" And it really didn't switch the results. It was still a range of facts about wood, stories about people, and questions that remain answerless. Jesus says, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." The story of Jesus talking to his disciples in the Gospel of Mark is one that we often hear in pop culture. We all have our cross to bear, right? We've heard that before, right? It's yours to deal with, right? Now, it's your problem to deal with. It's your situation to make sense of. It's yours to bear, to handle, to suffer through. And while there are some situations that are mine to deal with, that pile of dirty dishes in my sink, the snow that needs cleared from my driveway, collecting paperwork to do my taxes, we sometimes use this concept of the cross without connecting the meaning to it, or worse, to make it out as a way to punish people. Now, when you research that the weight of the cross that Jesus carried was, you come across this range of answers, mostly from 100 pounds to 300 pounds, depending on if he had the whole thing or just the crossbar that went through his shoulders. And the idea is that with this amount of weight, it would have been a struggle. Having our cross to bear isn't meant to be warm and fuzzy. Remember that Jesus did a lot of walking from community to community. So he probably had really good calf muscles and maybe some good quads, but he wasn't out lifting weights and doing shoulder press every day to carry 300 pounds through the street. Which brings us to an important point. See, Jesus is using this language about the cross and how we must take up our crosses to follow him. It makes sense, right? We got it. But remember that Jesus was saying this in real time, in living, breathing time, not in post-resurrection time. We hear this now as post-resurrection people, but Jesus was saying this to his friends right in the moment before he had died, which means that he was foreshadowing and anticipating that his death would be on the cross. So the visual of taking up our crosses wasn't for fun and games, but to follow him to death on the cross, a death he had not died yet, essentially saying, "Come on, come with me. We're going to the cross. We're going to die through this. In fact, this reading has the first of three predictions of Jesus' death on the cross in the Gospel of Mark. So he is saying this to the disciples before any of the stories that we hear of Palm Sunday, of Holy Week, of the death and destruction that plays out through his crucifixion. And let's be frank. Jesus knew that by calling out the powerful Roman rulers and showing love as a means of grace over power and control, that he was going to upset some folks. He was going to get attention for it, right? He's going to find himself in a bit of trouble. Roman crucifixion on a cross was a fairly common form of punishment for this time because it was a shameful way to punish someone who had gone against the rulers. So it wasn't shocking that he made the connection that he would eventually upset enough people to end up dying on the cross. Plus, he had grown up with the Old Testament stories of what it meant for the Messiah, right? The one that they had been waiting for, and how he would die for the world. But while you can Google how much did the cross weigh and get a pretty clear answer, somewhere between 100 and 300 pounds, when you Google it in its present tense, how much does the cross weigh? The answer isn't as clear. Because Jesus says that if we want to follow him, we must take up our crosses. And how much does our cross weigh? This is the question that we need to ask ourselves as we search for our Christian vocation in this day and age. How much does it weigh? What is at stake? What is at risk? What has the potential to be lost? What has the potential to be gained? Right now, there is some very mixed language in our nation about what it means to be a Christian. In fact, I find myself getting nervous to call myself a Christian. I'd rather say I'm a follower of Christ because it sounds more active and intentional, and it's not just an identity that I get to mark on a box. To be a follower of Christ, to be a Christian, to be a disciple of Jesus, how much does your cross weigh? Is it a box that you're able to check and say, yep, got it, grew up in the church, go to church most Sundays, do the Jesus thing regularly, figured it out, good to go? Is following Christ a passive choice or an active choice for you? Is it based on facts, like how many pounds oak weighs when you put it into a cross beam? Or is it based on emotions, like what it feels like when the crowds are pressing in and shouting things at you? Is it something that changes when you search for it, depending on the day? Is it something that feels like it's being sponsored, a paid ad by an organization or a group that wants you to understand their version of the cross? Is it something that is a living, breathing, experiential way of being? How much does the cross weigh? The cross of Jesus, how much does it weigh for you? When Jesus was preaching and teaching among his contemporaries, he told them that they would have to give up certain things to follow the cross. And to be honest, I don't feel like I have to give up much to follow the cross in my daily life. We live in a nation where it's perfectly acceptable to wear a cross necklace to work or talk about having church commitments on a Sunday. But what do we give up? What do we risk losing when we speak out on behalf of Christ in the world? What is at stake? I often think about people who have risked their work, their homes, their lives to protect others, to care for others, to make a safe place for others. The stories that I grew up reading in books out of the library, the kind of autobiography or the history books. I wonder about churches that were a part of the Underground Railroad, whose buildings were physically connected to an illegal route that allowed people to escape from slavery. I wonder about people who chose to remain seated in the back of a bus, despite it being illegal for people of their skin color to be there. I wonder about the housewives who hid Jewish people in their apartments, in closets, under floorboards, in secret rooms to protect them from Nazis. We carry the cross of Christ not only in our jewelry or label that we place on ourselves, but the mark of cross on our foreheads with baptismal waters unseen and unknown. We carry the cross of Christ not only because it's easy or because it's all we've ever known, but because there is something at stake, the radical love of God for the world through Jesus Christ. And if the cross on your forehead doesn't feel particularly risky, then maybe it's an opportunity to ask yourself, what is the weight of the cross in your life? If you searched within yourself, your own personal Google, and said, how much does the cross of Christ weigh in my life? What would the answer be? Would it be a bucket of sand? A wooden board? A concrete block? Just a light jacket? Maybe a feather? Jesus said, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. What of yourself must you deny, discard, push aside, get rid of, so that you can use all of your might to carry the weight of the cross of Christ? What of yourself might you work through, the things you believe, the things you have been told, the things you study, so that you know how much the cross weighs? What of yourself must you search, reading and knowing and understanding, so that when the question is asked of you, how much does the cross of Jesus weigh for you, you can answer fully? Dear friends, I don't know what your cross is to bear. I don't know what it is that you have to put down so that you can pick up Christ as the mantle across your shoulders, the yoke across your back, the physical weight of the Messiah in the world. But together in community, we can ask these questions in a safe place. We can ask questions of scripture, of tradition, of culture, both past and present. We can come to God in prayer and say, help. Help me know you and know where you are calling me to love in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help me to lift the cross, not out of boastful arrogance or idolatry, but to bear the weight of the world, to love the world as you love. Then we can know the true weight of the cross, not just in pounds or kilograms, but in days, in moments, in experiences and opportunities. This is when we experience the weight of the cross in living lives as followers of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.